Yeah, hello.
Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national polling firm. We're conducting a poll of people's opinions over public affairs and current events. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yeah.
And are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
As a Republican.
And what are the chances you will vote in the November general election for President, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or will you not vote?
100% I'll vote.
And will you please tell me your age, 18 to 39, 30 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, 60 to 64, or 65 and over?
65 and over.
And in Florida, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
White, and I won't vote for Trump.
And generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are heading in the right direction or wrong direction?
Wrong.
Thinking about the election for Congress, would you vote for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
The Democratic candidate.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Now I would like to ask your impression of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, somewhat favorable opinion, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know and we'll go on the next. The first one is Thomas Chalifou. Do you recognize the name, Thomas Chalifou?
Thomas what?
Thomas Chalifou.
Chalifou?
Chalifou.
I'm not understanding the name.
So you don't recognize the name? Never heard of Thomas Chalifou?
I'm not understanding from your language.
Chalifou. That's the last name, Chalifou. You recognize the name? Are you familiar with that candidate? Thomas Chalifou.
Nope.
Never heard of. Okay. Darren Soto?
Yep.
Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Donald Trump?
Will not vote for.
How would you rate him? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Kamala Harris?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Democrats in Congress, Democrats in general.
Wow.
Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Joe Biden, how would you rate him?
Well, Joe got a lot done.
Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable.
I would rate him favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Republican in Congress?
He got things done that Trump didn't get done.
Republicans in general? Republicans in Congress? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable. They suck.
Ron DeSantis?
He sucks.
Very unfavorable or just somewhat?
Very unfavorable.
And Project 2025. Do you recognize Project 2025?
Very unfavorable.
And thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I somewhat approve.
And thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman from this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I guess I somewhat approve.
And if the election for president were held today, and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for?
Kamala Harris.
If the election for United States Senate were held today, and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Moore Carcel Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
The Democrat.
If the elections for United States Congress were held today, and the candidates were Thomas Chalifou, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Darren Soto.
As you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion, and this is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislator's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. If elections were held today, will you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
Yes.
And now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 65%. Thank you so much for your time. I'd like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress, Colonel Thomas Chalifou and Darren Soto. The first one is Thomas Chalifou. He's an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Chalifou will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Chalifou will take this experience as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. The next one is Darren Soto. He's the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who worked tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expand healthcare for veteran exposures to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication or paying the bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make healthcare more expensive for Central Florida families. After hearing that, the elections were held today, and the candidates were Thomas Chalifou, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate. Which one do you think you will vote for?
Darren Soto.
And which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important: protecting reproductive freedom, lowering grocery prices, promoting traditional values in schools, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, tackling crime and improving public safety, making owning a home more affordable, bringing down rent prices, protecting Social Security and Medicare, ending the gun violence epidemic, making healthcare affordable for working families, or the last three, lowering inflation and gas prices, securing our border, or improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida.
Wow.
The most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now.
Well,
and I can repeat the list if you want.
Yeah.
Okay. I have protecting reproductive freedoms, lowering grocery prices, promoting traditional values in school, creating jobs, tackling crime, making owning a home more affordable, bringing down rent.
Creating jobs.
And which is the next most important? Bringing down rent prices, protecting Social Security, ending gun violence, making healthcare affordable, lowering inflation, securing our border, or improving I-4 and traffic congestion.
Lowering inflation.
And now let me read you some reasons people for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it will be to vote for that candidate. It will be very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect at all on your decision. Here's the first one. Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors, and is working to lower healthcare costs for everyone. That was very convincing, just somewhat or no effect on your decision.
And what kind of an answer are you looking for on that?
After hearing that, your opinion of Darren Soto is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect. Reason to vote for him.
Somewhat convincing.
The next one, Soto has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provide funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry. That was very convincing reason to vote for him, somewhat or nothing.
Yes, somewhat.
The next one, Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her. That was very convincing, somewhat or nothing.
Convincing.
Just somewhat or very convincing?
Somewhat.
And the last three about Thomas Chalifu. Thomas Chalifu will put an end to the border crisis that's filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policies. That was very convincing, somewhat or no effect?
Nothing.
Thomas Chalifu will support the Trump-backed America First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served for over 30 years, Chalifu will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and worked to solve veteran homelessness. That was very convincing reason, not too convincing or no effect.
Nothing.
And the last one. Thomas Chalifu is a fiscal conservative who will rein in out of control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families. That was very convincing, just somewhat or no effect.
Nothing.
Tom, and now that you have heard a little bit more, let me ask you again. If the election for United States Congress were held today, and the candidates were Thomas Chalifu, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you lean toward at this time?
Soto.
And lastly, now let me read you some statements about the candidates running for the U.S. Congress, and assuming that each of the
that's why I can't vote for him.
Okay, and now we're almost done. We're 85%. Again, thank you for your help, sir. This is basically the last part. So please tell me if this will cause you have serious doubt about voting for that candidate, only some doubt, or will it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? The first one, Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increases that targeted our small businesses. After hearing that, caused you to have serious doubt about voting for that candidate, some doubt or no effect on your decision?
No doubt.
Okay. The next one, Thomas Chalifu says he was a successful business owner, he and his companies own over $15 million, leading to multiple bankruptcies and multi-million dollar foreclosures. Serious doubt, wow. Some doubt, or no effect?
Wow. Serious doubt.
Okay. The next one, despite having a personal fortune, hundreds of millions of dollars, Thomas Chalifu continues taking Social Security and veteran paychecks while his backers fight to abolish Social Security and cut support programs for veterans who are in need. That causes serious doubt, some doubt, or no effect?
There's doubt.
The next one, Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have let millions of criminals cross our border and make our community less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our life harder, not easier, and we can't trust him to be another term in Congress. Serious doubt, some doubts, or no effect after hearing that.
Really? Are you telling me that Darren Soto wasn't part of the group that tried to get the border bill passed that the Republicans stopped because Trump said not to let it through?
I need to read everything verbatim.
It's skewed to saying that Soto is against immigration when he's not.
Okay, but that is a specific statement. After hearing that, it causes serious doubt, some doubt, or no effect at all on your decision?
No effect at all.
Okay, and the last two. Thomas Chalifu blamed excessive stimulus packages for record inflation, but his companies took 160,000 in PPP loans forgiven during the pandemic. Serious doubt, some doubts, or no effect at all. After hearing that.
Well, serious doubt.
And the last one. Thomas Chalifu stands with Republicans who support government intervention in people's private healthcare decisions. They want to ban abortion nationwide, restrict access to IVF, and support government surveillance of pregnant women. Serious doubt, some doubts, or no effect at all.
I don't agree with it at all.
But in your decision to vote, it has no effect, or it gives you some doubt?
Yeah, very, very large, very big effect.
Serious doubt, okay? And one last time, now that you have heard a little bit more, if looking for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifoux, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Darren Soto.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
The last few questions for statistical purposes only.
Darren Soto's not a Trumpster and the other one is.
Okay. And could you please tell us what is your primary source for national and political news? Local network, radio, cable news, your local newspaper, internet-based news sources, or social media apps or services?
Social media.
And from which app or service would you say you get most of your news? Facebook, Twitter, Truth Social, WhatsApp, or YouTube?
YouTube.
And thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or some other candidate?
Joe Biden.
Just a few more questions. Could you please tell us what is the last grade or degree you completed in school?
Associate's degree.
Thank you. And do any children under age of 18 live in your home?
No.
And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
I'd say I was conservative.
Very conservative or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
And okay, this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening. Thank you.
Feel free to call back again.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye.